circumference of a circle, circle K. They're at the circle K.
This episode of Less Than a Sequel 2 is brought to you by our friends at Rogue Industries, makers of amazing accessories. The Rogue Wallet is made from the highest quality materials and is shaped to fit in your front pocket. Listen, get that wallet you got in high school out of your back pocket and go rogue. Leather, nylon, salmon, even baseball glove and football leather. RFID blocking versions too. These are made in Maine, which is not part of Canada. Go to rogue-industries.com and use the promo code SEQUEL to get 10% off your entire order. Now. Do it now. And welcome to another episode of Less Than or Sequel 2.
Hello.
Hey. As James so aptly put, I'm Kevin, the dark mirror that you see yourself in. Go kill yourself. With me, as always, is Christopher.
Hello.
And James.
Hey.
Oh,
it's Kevin. There's two Kevins.
Oh, that's such a good impression.
Yeah.
Turd.
Yeah.
All right. So today, we are doing... I think we were inspired a little bit by our random Nicolas Caging that we did a few weeks ago, and we're doing
uncaged
yeah,
today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh. I said this is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous how uncaged we are now. But we are doing National Treasure 2. What is it? Book of Secrets.
Book of Secrets.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't put
it's
the...
not even the two. They don't have two in
oh,
there.
That's
it's
right.
Just Book of Secrets.
The best part about this movie is that. Near the end of last year, they announced they're working on a third one. So,
yeah,
are you pumped, Chris?
That's the best part about this movie.
Yeah, yeah. That there's going to be more because it's left me. I was so amped up.
I did have a lot of
fucking
unanswered
good.
Questions at the end of the
day. No, what's on page 47?
They opened up this book. What was in it?
Right.
Secrets.
Lots of secrets.
Page 47. We don't even know, guys.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Right.
So, I knew that this was going to be a chore when I loaded the movie and I saw that it was over 2 hours long.
Yeah.
And then that's when I actually
did you
wrote,
mispronounce treasure?
No.
It was not a chore. It was an amazing film. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I thought you were talking about the title.
No.
Like, did I, it's like National Chore 2?
No.
No.
It's National Treasure.
No.
That's what they gave you.
No, it was fucking terrible.
This Blu-ray in the Smithsonian. We're keeping it.
What is it? The American the Film Institute says it's like of historical significance. So it'll like we'll just put this in the Library of Congress. If you've seen the movie, you know that's I'm foreshadowing something. So this movie starts off with a really weird, kind of unnecessary flashback to just after the Civil War ended.
Yeah.
Actually, specifically the night
to what ended the Civil War.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln's assassination. So we got. What is Nicolas Cage's name? What's his?
Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Yeah,
Gates.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So this is like old. This is granddaddy, great great granddaddy Gates, right?
Was it Thomas Gates.
Yeah, Thomas
Tommy.
Gates. Yeah.
Yeah,
old Tommy Gates.
Yeah, I know him from way back.
TG
in the day.
TG for short.
Yeah.
To you know his friends.
John Wilkes Booth is taking a little time out of his plot to murder Lincoln.
He's like, hey, I got a cipher here, guys. It looks like he brings him like a piece of paper. It looks like a napkin.
Yeah, I got this jumble. Can you help me figure it out?
I've got a couple of letters on a cocktail napkin. Can you help me figure this out?
Crypto quips were all the rage.
Yeah,
in
that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like but do it quick because I got something to do.
And right away, I know that this is bad.
Don't want to miss the curtain.
The acting in this scene is some of the worst acting I've ever seen. Like, Thomas Gates he's not even trying to act, like, period-specific. Like, usually people will try to, like, talk like
oh,
they think.
Oh, yeah, he's bad.
He's just like, oh, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, this guy is, like, discount Josh
Double
Brolin,
check.
Basically. And John Wilkes Booth is, like, discount Theon Greyjoy. it's so bad.
And he's so, we got John Wilkes Booth, and we get one of his toadies who come
probably one of the Surratts. They were... all over that scheme.
Yep. So they walk up, and then John Wilkes Booth is like, oh, hey, guys, I got stuff I got to do, so can you just get on this cipher? And Thomas Gates is like, yeah, I love puzzles. My kids,
I've never met you before, and you're really shifty. But
I've already gone through. I've already gone through the newspaper, and I've done the jumble, and I've done the quip to quip. So now it's time for me to get on this. I'm not doing fucking Sudoku. That's terrible. So he starts going to town on this thing. I forgot what kind of cipher he calls it. James, you remember?
Like, I do not.
This is a cipher, or whatever. You know, he knows what type of cipher it is. So
it's like a.
It's a Nebuchadnezzar cipher. Yeah.
It's like a fair game or fair
trade.
Fair something.
It's a Pantoliano cipher.
Yeah, that's right. It's a cipher.
And is it ever established why TG is so good at fucking puzzles?
No.
Because he would father a line of like historical savants that can just Rain Man out and figure out anything.
Yeah,
because
they're.
Nick Cage in this movie makes Sherlock Holmes like. Look like he needs to go to the resource room for free answers on tests in third grade.
Yeah.
They have this born-in ability to monologue answers out of very obscure clues.
Yeah, there's so much exposition to tell you, like...
That's all there is.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
There's no character building. There are no personalities. Aside from being on the spectrum, it seems like, for everybody.
Nicolas Cage's crazy wig.
Oh, yeah! That wig, his wig in this makes
hair,
Tom...
Real hair.
It makes Tom Hanks' hair.
He grew that.
He did not.
It looks like it makes Tom Hanks' hair in Da Vinci Code look like an acceptable hair form. Like it's out of this world.
Yeah, it's like a monk's haircut, but like pushed back on the back of his head. Like
it's like a reverse Friar Tuck almost. Like he's got like this. He's got all the space on the forehead.
Yeah,
but does he have a mullet in the back?
It's like an 80s skater baseball cap. Where like where it's way
it
back
just kind
in the head
flares
and it bills
back
way
a
up,
bit, yeah.
It's like he took a monk's haircut and then just pushed it to the back of his head.
But that's ironically, true. Dong Bang's wig in the Da Vinci Code looks really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
His hair, the baseball cap one, because it'd be like if you've ever like pulled your hair back and then put a baseball hat on and then you take it off and your hair is like all stuck back.
Yeah,
that's what his hair looks like. But he has.
Kind of a Seagal move, actually.
A little bit of a Seagal move.
A little bit.
And his hairline is like on the top, on the crown of his head.
Yeah, and we remember Nicolas Cage from when he had a little bit of hair up there, and it wasn't like that.
No.
I mean, he had a normal hairline.
It's
weird. And it's so full.
Yeah.
But it's just suddenly full. So it's not like a human hair where the hairline sort of fades in a little bit. This is just like suddenly full.
It's all natural. It's luscious.
He's had some movies where his hairline's on fire.
So John
I
want to
take my hair.
So John.
Off.
I want to take my hair. Oh.
Because the director was like, "No, you can't take your hair off." He's like, "What if I just push it to the back of my head like this?"
But when he like monologues answers to himself. It's almost like there are two personalities.
Oh, it's the best.
Like, he is his own Sherlock and Watson, just talking inside his brain.
He does have dialogue with himself. Yeah. He's like,
Well, it could be this. But wait, no. If you remember, it means it's that. And then, the Resolute Desk.
Come on, Nick. Get it together.
Like, pizza.
Okay, Nick, I'll get it
pizza
going.
Pizza pie. circumference of a circle. Circle K. They're at the Circle K.
Circle KKK, National Treasure 3.
Circle K, if you look at it right, it's like a mason sign.
Oh, it's all about Circle K. K stands for Kellogg. We have to go to Michigan.
But, so Thomas Gates is cracking the code. They actually get the Lincoln assassination. We see the Lincoln assassination, and they get it pretty right.
Like it's okay. Yeah.
He jumps off the stage, he gets caught up in the flag, he lands, he breaks his leg, he says sic semper tyrannis or whatever it is.
That's what he says,
Thus
always to tyrants.
Yes. So then as they actually have that's another thing this movie does.
7 years of Latin, bro.
Well, hold on. I we're gonna talk about people talking about Latin in this movie in just a second.
Yeah. James is a Latin American.
Yeah, are you are you one of the people who has liked one of the 400 people who have liked our post on Facebook?
Yes.
we're doing very well on that demographic, apparently.
We are. Central America is our...
That's our base.
It's our bread and butter.
Yep. So, John Wilkes Booth...
Yeah,
I had something else to say there, but I was going to do
about
it.
About the I.
No, it was the bread and butter part.
Let's not revisit it. So, long story short, too late, Thomas Gates is like, wait a minute, you guys are bad guys.
Oh,
and then,
what?
And this dude straight up murders him in the middle of the tavern.
Yeah, because he gets shot. Like, oh, you shot me.
That guy created a Batman.
Yeah, because then he said, and then, unbeknownst to the listener now, but we actually saw it on the screen, Thomas Gates' little boy is there, and he sees his dad get fucking murdered, and then that guy is straight up going to shoot that kid. That guy was going to shoot his kid.
He
and
thought
then he's
about
like,
John Voight's granddad is that kid.
Yeah.
Which
not my baby
does
boy.
Not make sense.
Don't shoot my baby boy.
Makes what? No sense at
Don't
all.
Shoot my baby boy.
So how old is John Voight?
So let's say he's 72.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I looked it up because I hate him. I think he's a terrible actor.
I hate him also, yeah.
I think he's muddied up the world with his shitty gene pool.
Oh, with his Angelina Jolie and her lover boy, her lover brother?
Yeah, her androgynous her brother, who like, and they just rub each other's lips with their own lips.
Well, in their defense, they can't be in the same room and not rub lips. So it's all right.
It's a lot of lips.
So we go to modern times where, thankfully, Benjamin Franklin Gates is giving a lecture on his great-great-grandfather.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so yeah. So Thomas Gates is like the perfect. Best guy ever.
Every Gates.
But
is
his
a
regular great grandfather,
treasure.
There was like almost 80 years of like missing time. If you go John Voight,
he's the greatest grandfather.
So he's great great grandfather. It just doesn't really work out the timeline.
No.
Although, I mean, that's nitpicking this movie that just hands you problems on a platter.
Okay, so let's do the math. So this kid's probably like 8.
Sure.
Okay, and it's 1865. So he's born in 1857.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say he has a kid at 35, or let's say 33, just to get us to a round number.
Okay.
So now we're at 1890 when he has a kid.
Yep.
So that guy grows up. He has a kid, let's say 35. That puts us at 1925.
Okay.
So then he has John Voight. That would mean that John Voight would have to be 90 years old.
Believe me. Believable. Yeah.
Okay.
They could just bang really late.
They have kids really late.
President Taylor, what was he like?
You know,
number 17. He has living grandchildren.
Yeah, because he was just he
banged in his 70s, and his kid banged real late.
1865, though. I mean, he would have had kids sort of early.
No, not necessarily. Because a lot of times you had the older husband, younger wife.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Have you seen that? In the '50s, there's a guy at the theater. As a very young child that night.
Yeah.
And he lived long enough for them to interview him on TV.
Yeah, he was on with Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty scary.
Yeah.
Got a little brain matter in my mouth. Tasted all right. Still spat it out, though, out of respect.
But, yeah, so I guess if they're, let's push everything back, you know, if you push that later, if these guys are, the whole family are all academics. So let's say they're spending all the time doing school stuff, and then they're like, oh, I'm 45. I hook up with a 25-year-old, get her pregnant, baby, boom, good. So that means he would have been born in like 45, which would put him perfect, right in the time frame.
Okay.
So let's just say that's how it went.
All right.
Just for sake of it, it's not so far outside the realm of possibility as to make it implausible. It's plausible.
Plausible.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. We can suspend. That's not even a lot of disbelief to suspend. It's all right.
Yes, senor. Plausible.
Stop
that.
You're killing me with that. I'm gonna throw you right out. I'm gonna turn your mic off. You don't even know how to turn it back on.
No,
stop it. So we go to the modern times and where all the gates in the entire fucking
isn't
world.
Isn't that the restaurant in Back to the Future 2?
What?
Modern times or
yeah, no, that was
Charlie Chaplin movie?
Yeah. That's a wasn't that 80s?
Cafe 80s.
Cafe
80s,
yeah.
For some reason I don't know what I was thinking about.
Or Wait, cafes.
So it's going to open a 2015 80s themed restaurant called Modern Times.
Yeah, because it sounds like a David Bowie song, but it's not, but it sounds like it should be one.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, I'm throwing it out there.
All right.
Good.
Thanks.
Strong James. Take.
Thanks.
Modern Times.
And we're back.
Yeah. This is Less Than or Sequel to. That was James giving you a hot take. So
I'll say whatever I want. It's my podcast.
It's true. Hey, it's our podcast. So
what do you think that?
God, I hate your guts. So we got Benjamin Gates is giving a talk about his family. Then Ed Harris is there just to be a dildo at the end of it.
Yeah.
and say, hey, I got this piece of paper I've been holding on to. I've been keeping it in my butt for the last 50 years. Guess what? Your dad was part of the, your great-great-grandfather murdered Abraham Lincoln, and he's a butthole. He probably planned it all. Fuck you and die.
Pretty much.
So then he's like,
it's been 150 years, but here you go.
And then the reaction of John Voight and Nicolas Cage, their acting reactions are just like, no, it's impossible.
I don't think so, Ed.
Yeah, they go from total disbelief
that's
to
absurd.
100% on board with absolutely no emotional change.
No, they're not on board because he goes, that's the whole impetus for this adventure is that he goes, oh, I have to clear my
Well, they take it seriously.
Man.
Also, nothing that they do in this movie serves in any way to clear their grandfather's name.
Well, okay, well, let's just, we'll just sorf past and just tell you what's going on. So Ed Harris's whole...
What's a sorf?
I said we're going to soar past this.
But you put an F on it.
I don't think I put an F on it.
We're going to sorf past this.
Well, you did. He said it, didn't he?
Sorf. We're going to soar past this. So Ed Harris's whole scheme is that his name is, was it Tom Wilkinson or something?
I don't know. Who cares?
It is Wilkinson.
And when I saw Wilkinson, I'm like, is he related to John Wilkes Booth? And they changed the name. And like, this is all about, because he wants to find this lost city of gold that we find about that's kind of this weird, nobody really cares why this thing exists.
Yeah, they just had to put money into this movie to make it interesting.
Because it's about treasure, so I have to have a treasure city.
Yeah, plus all the three of them are like stinking rich.
Yeah.
So,
well, this guy wants to make it his family's name will live on through the ages. So he has this piece of paper that he's had. His family is like Confederate ties back to the Civil, you know, in the Civil War. Mm-hmm. They're from that side. His whole plan is he's going to sully the name of the Gates's great great grandfather or whatever to get him to go look for this treasure. Like, he's going to go solve all these puzzles.
Just to give him motivation.
Yeah, when he could have gone up to
I think writing a fucking check would have done it.
Not even a check.
No, just hand him the piece of paper.
This guy, because as we see in this movie, Nicolas Cage is definitely on the spectrum and has to solve. He's like the Riddler. He has to solve all these puzzles.
Yeah.
He can't not. He's got like OCD about it. So he's like,
I have to solve all these puzzles.
My grandfather. No, he's innocent.
How do you know? Like, you never met him.
Yeah,
he died more than 100 years ago.
Because
he could be a real dick.
Well, John Voight's grandfather told him the story, and he saw the truth in his eyes.
His grandfather was a Batman, so you have to trust him.
Yeah, when someone sees their parents or dad die in front of them, they become a Batman.
Yeah,
all throughout time.
Yeah. And you can see things in their eyes.
Yeah,
like
the truth.
Yeah,
yeah, justice.
Mm-hmm. The
Sometimes
truth.
The American way will show up in there
occasionally,
like somewhere around the iris.
Yeah.
So, Nicolas Cage he has to solve puzzles, and Ed Harris could have just walked up and said, "Hey, guess what? I have this massive treasure hunt. Do you want to go on this? Because you're a noted fucking treasure hunter."
Right.
And Nicolas Cage would be like, "Well, let's roll.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going through divorce. I don't have anything to do. Let's roll." And then they also steal cars along the way.
And
they send them off to Raymond Calitri at the docks. Then they ship them off to overseas.
They do end up in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Nicolas Cage starts solving mysteries, ASAP.
Yeah.
Well, he takes him to his ex-girlfriend, who, what's her name again? Ruckerhauer?
Diane Kruger.
Yes, Diane Kruger.
Helen of Troy.
Yeah.
She's also Mrs. Charlie Conway from Mighty Ducks. Although they're not married. They're just together forever.
Oh, Emilio?
Nope.
Oh, who's Dr. Mr.
Joshua Jackson. All he was the kid. He was the star of the team.
I don't know.
He's the fucking captain. He ran that shit.
Oh. Pacey from Dawson's Creek?
I didn't watch Dawson's Creek.
Peter Bishop from Fringe.
Didn't watch Fringe.
It's X-Files Part 2, basically.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So only it just spins its wheels for 4 seasons.
This isn't the Fringe podcast.
X-Files spun its wheels for 10 seasons. So.
Yeah.
But,
my sister, she's dead. UFOs. National Treasure 3.
Hey, stuff happened. Stuff happened.
But we all know the best X-Files episodes are the one-offs.
Most of the time, yeah.
Or like the Xena and the T-1000.
While watching them,
Patrick.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a mythology episode when I was watching them, because you'd want to know what was going on. But then, in hindsight, now watching them, is the one-offs.
Those are the ones I always liked to watch when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Gates is
gonna take control.
Yep. He's gonna Are you popping and locking again?
Yep.
Everybody out there in podcast land, James is popping and locking.
You can't hear it because it's nasty. Oh,
yeah.
For some reason,
do it again.
James always does the first. We record two episodes in a night, and James always does the first one standing up. Then he sits down for the second one.
He gets tired. He gets a little woozy, so he has to sit down for a little bit.
Yeah. Putting these three beers in me.
What, are you going to drink them? Or how? I mean,
says the man who brought in a six-pack.
Eat the whole thing, yeah.
I thought you might just use like a suppository and stick it in your butt. He gets drunk faster that way.
I'm going to put three beers in me, and then I'm going to drink three beers.
so he takes he goes back to like his house, and we find out that Rucker Hauer lady is
she's a goddess. You shut up.
No, Helen of Troy is not a goddess.
They're getting divorced for no reason.
She might not technically be a demigoddess because her separated. Sister's a goddess.
Yeah, they're not boyfriend girlfriend.
It doesn't serve a purpose.
They're not
in the
married.
Movie.
They're not married.
No, that's true.
They are. But they look because they mentioned divorce papers.
No.
I'm pretty sure they did.
No.
Well, it doesn't matter, but they're separating from each other.
Yeah, because she's banging
are they doing Modern the open?
No, that's not why.
The Dunf?
Yeah. Phil Dunphy.
But it doesn't actually serve a purpose to the plot except to make her the love interest again.
Yeah. It has absolutely nothing to do, except it also it mirrors the relationship of John Voight and Helen Mirren.
That's true.
So it's kind of, you get the...
Helen Mirren extremely wasted in this movie.
Also, they made her a super bitch.
Yes, mm-hmm. And she should be in this movie through the whole movie. Let's get her instead of John Voight.
They should have killed John Voight.
Yeah, right
like,
away.
Really, should, like a snuff film.
It should have been.
The first
somebody,
5 minutes.
Somebody murders
film.
John Voight.
You know who it is? It's Nicolas Cage from Face Off, too. He snipes John Voight at the beginning, just like Face Off with that kid. Instead of It's a role reversal. Instead of a little boy, it's an old man.
So he snipes. Somehow he snipes John Wilkes Booth,
yep.
Who is embracing John Voight, and accidentally kills John Voight.
And then John Wilkes Booth, you mean Tom Wilkinson?
No.
John Wilkes Booth. He shows up in the Bill and Ted time machine.
And then it's John Wilkes Booth versus Nicolas Cage.
I didn't mean
they
to
were
kill
both
my
actors,
dad.
So.
Yeah. So, he goes back to the house that they shared to get his own items, and then she gets mad at him for coming to get his stuff.
Yeah.
And then
he didn't take his own items, though.
He has a key, but she changed the alarm codes.
And then they bring in
Doug
from The Hangover as the comic relief. Also, we first meet him. That's another thing, a big point I had. So he wrote a book, it seems like a cash grab book about the first treasure hunt.
Yep.
And he's at a book signing, and nobody wants his book because he's a nerd.
Yeah.
I'm just a handsome. He's a handsome, otherwise handsome man, independently wealthy. Yeah. But he has glasses on, so he's a nerd, and no one wants to talk to him.
I'm just super handsome and super rich.
Yep. That's like
and
that.
I have a good sense of humor. That's why everyone hates me.
That's like when Hollywood does that, where they put hey, this guy, we're gonna make him like science, and we're gonna give him glasses, and then girls will think that he is fucking atrocious.
Yeah,
girls look at him and they go, "Oh, are you Benjamin Gates?" And then he's like, "No," and they go,
"But then
and they just walk away." Yeah.
But then when he takes his glasses off and shakes his hair, they all want to take him to prom.
Yeah,
so it worked out.
Well, the other thing is
paint covered overalls.
But why would these women want Benjamin Gates? They don't even know what he looks like.
He looks
they can't
fucking gross.
Well, they can't identify him. They don't even know that he's not him.
He's like a toad that was spray painted like nude color. Yeah.
Hey, I look like a toe that someone painted the top of.
I'm going to take my hair off.
Oh. So.
I already did that.
they take this piece of paper that Harris gave them. And they start doing like, I don't know, spectral analysis or something on it. They're looking for ghost writing on it.
Yeah.
And then they find, they're like, there's nothing here. We've been looking at it for hours.
That was a good show. I wish I'd been watching that
spectral
instead
analysis.
Of this.
Ghost Rider? Oh, Ghost Rider. Yeah, that would have been good.
Well, then they clearly had the, did you say Ghost Rider?
Ghost Writer.
Oh, Writer.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, not Ghost Rider.
They should do a crossover.
Yeah.
With
Nicolas Cage, Johnny Blaze shows up with the... and just helps kids learn how to read.
Well, they could do it like that. They could do it like that. Like the video for or the promo for Ghost Rider 2, where he pees fire. He just like writes fiery words on the wall with his piss. He can only write his name, though. It just says ghost, and then it's just a period, and then R, and then period.
You got 30 seconds to read this. Your school's going to burn down.
You better get a fire hydrant and read the instructions. That's how I'll teach you to read.
So
they're going to go get a fire hydrant?
No, I'm in a fire extinguisher. Yeah.
No, Chris, one of those portable fire hydrants.
Jesus, pull it together.
Grab a fire hydrant, just pull it right out of the ground. It's also PE class. Let's get going.
So, they do some stupid pseudoscience. It's not even really pseudoscience. It's just looking at a monitor of a picture on the screen.
Yeah, they just look closely, and there's some smudges that look like they obviously used to be letters.
Oh, I found some letters. It's a cryptogram.
Oh, you missed this. Were they someone wrote a letter? Type in this key, and we'll decipher it.
Here's your problem. It's just a different
I'm
color.
I'm not Nick Cage. I'm Tom Brokaw.
So they need to find a five-letter word.
Tom Brokaw.
Today,
I know John Wilkes.
We found some letters.
Muammar Gaddafi.
But
wait, what about Omar Gaddafi?
No, Muammar Gaddafi.
Oh, Muammar Gaddafi.
Omar, the lesser known Gaddafi.
Oh, yeah, that's his brother.
His younger brother.
He's like, no one talks about me.
I like Omar.
Even when they're talking about me, they're actually talking about my brother, but they get the name wrong.
Omar's into street justice.
Oh, yeah, Muammar Gaddafi. Better known as Omar Little.
Magmar Gaddafi.
Pokemon? You son of a bitch! You put a Pokemon in there. God damn it. So, we're not going to get through this fucking movie.
Oh, we're getting through it.
So, yeah, they take a look at this stupid piece of paper. I'm not even looking at my notes anymore.
It was the whole middle part of the movie where nothing happened. So we're going to save a lot of time.
I zonked out for
so
a while.
So, they solve the cipher because it relates to an old riddle that the greatest grandfather Gates, told his kids.
Yep. Barf.
Yeah, whatever. Wank that. It gets us over to England, though.
Yeah, okay.
Where shit starts happening.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, this is when...
Well, first they go to France.
Oh, yeah, they go to France when they have some snooty French...
Oh, you American.
You do not know how to read French.
You know, Montesquieu.
Terrible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're all...
crepes.
We all talk like Maurice Chevalier.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
And he instantly earns their respect.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, yeah, it's like, remember Laboulaye? And they're like, you know Laboulaye?
Oh, but he does this weird, his weird monologue thing there.
Oh, the Resolute Dads and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. That's a good part, too.
Resolute Twins.
Well, they mean standing apart, but facing each other.
Diametrically opposed desks.
Resolution, 1080p,
completely skipping Blu-ray like 10 movie. Steps Blu- and going to Blu-ray. The HMS Resolute.
The
Blu-ray, My Dog Blue.
You mentioned a song.
Upscaling DVD.
You mentioned Irish Wolfhound.
Cuckoo Lane.
Well, you talked about a song, Brian's song.
HMS
Brian,
Resolute.
Brian's song is a movie about Brian Piccolo. Piccolo is just like a flute. Flute rhymes with Resolute. We got to go to the Resolute desks.
So yeah, he goes
through that whole thing and then ends up exactly where he was, because they say Resolute, and then he goes through a huge thing and then ends up on Resolute desk.
Yeah, so the Resolute desk.
So
is,
he was actually only one step away, and he just went. He just took the long way.
It was like he was in Paris and he wanted to go to London and he went the opposite direction to go all the way around the earth to get to London.
He went straight south and went around the poles.
I'm going to the West Indies.
So he goes to London, and this is when they got to get into the, they go to Buckingham Palace, and they have to get to
like butt Buckingham Palace. Fuck you, England.
Stop. You're not even
Buckingham.
You're not even James. You know what? Okay, time out. Time out. James subtly pokes fun at the UK.
It's not subtle at all.
No, but sometimes you make it a little bit like you couch it a bit. You don't just go, no, UK.
Fucking hell.
So, UK listeners, if you guys exist, I have seen that there have been downloads at certain periods of time. James doesn't, he may or may not mean this. I don't know.
He has a speech impediment where he says, utfa, in the middle of words.
James has no, he was born without a frontal lobe, so he can't, he has no inhibitor. He just talks like,
no frontal lobe at all?
I just say things the rest of the world.
It's just gone. There's a moth that flies around inside there.
No, and
it leaves a little dotted line trail.
Yeah, like family circus.
As a child, it just filled up with cerebrospinal fluid, so.
Oh, nice.
Are you does that mean you're hydrocephalic?
No, it just fills in the empty space.
Do you have encephalopathy?
No.
No? That's good. You don't want that.
That's bad. I do not.
Puts pressure on your brain.
Yeah.
So, we know James doesn't have any pressure on his brain.
You should be a stuntman. I bet it would be hard to get a concussion.
It would be like,
I think it might be like easier because there's more, like, even though it's filled with fluid,
but maybe it would
can
like,
still, like, womp around a little bit
more.
Not
go so far, or maybe worse concussions.
Is this like a Simpsons reference?
Oh, maybe there's
when
actually
Homer
more...
becomes a professional boxer because he can get punched in the head.
And yeah,
the...
sort of like that.
James
yeah.
should do that. Yeah. James will fight Mike Tyson for $50 and some KFC.
Yeah.
Just let him punch him in the head for a little while. Yeah, so England in the movie, they go to Buckingham Palace, and we're getting past that. So Nicolas Cage has to. There's a plan. Doug from The Hangover goes into the bathroom to pull out all of his Apple products and then show you
and stick them to the wall.
No, yeah. And then he had to come out of the first stall because there was a poopy in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's a stinky poo-poo.
Oh come yeah. on!
Oh,
someone left some bread pudding in there.
Spotted dick.
Sorry there. Sorry about that, mate. Plugged up. I seem to have gummed up the works.
They have an Australian visitor that day.
Oh, no.
It's terribly messy in there, just like our foreign policy.
Oh, sorry about that there, chap. All of a sudden, for some reason, we're just James Masons.
Yeah.
I had to wipe up with the newspaper that
wrapped my fried card.
I tried to have a few courtesy flushes, but they just wouldn't go.
Thanks, James Mason.
Not a problem. See you later. So, he goes in and he has to pull out all of his Apple and Motorola products to show the camera.
Yeah.
That these are the types of things that a cool hacker guy will use.
Sure.
So he puts his little... He
takes them apart.
Yeah, because he's got secret...
That's how they snuck in the stuff.
He's got secret weapons in there.
Yeah, I would have liked if he... I don't want to see anything, but if he had just, like, pulled his pants down, like, and actually camped out on the toilet while doing it, like...
Oh, so he's grunting one out while he's doing the work? Yeah.
Shouldn't he be?
Because like, what if he needs to go? Ben. Like, what if they're there long enough, and he's like, now I have to pack everything up to make room to, like, get it... Yeah.
Never could I focus on technology more than with my pants down
he's like,
on the
okay,
toilet.
Ben. Okay, Ben, let's go. No, wait, not you. I call my asshole Ben.
I mean, because we have smartphones, I think the average American person is more well-read now because they can pull it out and have the world at their fingertips while they're shitting.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. Of course. No more reading the back of shampoo bottles. I can just take out my phone and go through
it. Give it 10 years, our test scores are going to go through the roof. Give every child in America a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Nothing bad can happen.
And a box of Raisin Bran.
Nope. I mean, kids that don't get smartphones are duggers.
Yep.
So.
Smartphones and Metamucil all day. So, while Doug's doing that, Nicolas Cage has to create a diversion. And this is perfect because just for no reason, Rucker Hauer lady shows up.
Yeah.
And she wants to have a talk about their relationship. And we're going to talk about their relationship when we come back. We're going to take a quick break to have a little word from our sponsor, Rogue Wallet, maker of the Rogue Industry. Rogue Industries.
Yep.
Rogue Industries, maker
Made
of the Rogue
Maine,
Wallet.
Rogue
United
Wallet
States,
is the maker of down the Rogue with the UK. Industry.
Yeah. So listen to this word from our sponsor, Go Pee Pee, and we'll talk to you in a second. Hey, listeners, do you have back pain? If you're over 20 and you have a back, you do. It's because your wallet is destroying your spine. That's why you need a front pocket Rogue Wallet from Rogue Industries. These are products made in Maine that use high quality materials and are built to last. Oh, what's that? You don't use a wallet? Well, they have clutches too. They have passport holders, credit card holders, money clips, and more. So check them out at rogue-industries.com. That's R-O-G-U-E. Do not check out Rouge Industries. That's a steel mill, and you have no business being there. Enter the promo code SEQUEL to get 10% off your purchase. Hey, everybody, we're back.
Welcome back to the Stained Podcast.
Yeah. Was the saliva or stained that we're talking about?
It's been a while.
Since I'm here.
Yeah, that's right. We'll steal that.
Hey, just to backtrack a bit, why is the FBI looking into this Thomas Gates thing, and like why this guy came forward?
Because they need somebody to carry, because Borders apparently gave them a lot of money, so they need someone to carry that Seattle's best coffee cup around the whole time. So, because
he's in the first one.
Yeah, no, I know that. But he
so is a, he just looking into it as a friend, or?
Well, no, he's
also
he's
Harvey
using...
Keitel has aged into the worst actor.
He doesn't. He just doesn't
ever.
He just doesn't care.
He's so bad.
He's like, this movie sucks. I'm here to get a paycheck. Whatever.
He was in this. He was really bad. He was in that Life on Mars remake show where he was unconscionably terrible.
Like, yeah.
Just so bad.
He's also got a soul patch, right?
That song does he have deserves a soul patch a better in this?
In this, he does have sort of
why
a soul
does he
patch.
Why does he think a soul patch is acceptable facial hair? Because
he got Bruckheimer.
Because listeners, guess what? A soul patch is not acceptable facial hair.
Absolutely not.
Either get a full beard or you can have a goatee. That's fine. If you want to do like the goatee with no mustache, that's a little weird.
You know who kind of sells the soul patch though?
Who?
Marin.
Yeah, because he kind of looks like a conquistador. Like he's,
yeah.
he's
a little grown. Bit. Yeah.
He does. I feel like he looks the best now at like 50 that he ever has in his life.
Yeah, I agree.
He's finally figured himself out.
Yeah, it gives me hope.
He's got the big stash and the soul patch. That's, that's the look that he was sort of, his entire life was a journey to.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the FBI, like, the story drops. Harvey Keitel's at the FBI. He's like, and everyone's like, guess your buddy Ben Gates comes from a family of fucking murderers and traitors. And then he's like, well, why is this guy, did anybody stop to ask why this guy's
are they related to the Starks?
Yes.
Thieves.
Butchers.
Bird.
No, not thieves.
Where's my bird?
Not thieves.
Ciphers. And thieves. Jumbles.
Birds.
Butchers.
Birds.
Birds. Where is my bird?
Yeah, so Harvey Keitel is somehow friends with Nick Cage in this movie. Well, even though in the last movie, Nicolas Cage basically
frenemies.
Broke every law and was pretty much guilty of treason.
They're frenemies, though.
And yeah, it's more friend than enemy,
but they're frenemies. But, yeah, so he starts using government resources to look into this guy, this Tom Wilkinson or whatever. Isn't he the guy who played Carmine Falcone? Isn't that Tom Wilkinson?
I think that's the name of my, like, 8th grade science teacher also.
I don't know if his name's really Tom Wilkinson. It might be.
I think it's something like
sounds
that.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the last name's Wilkinson because I was like, John Wilkinson Booth.
Tom Wilkinson, yeah.
John Wilkinson?
He used to have, a personal meme about him in Batman Begins, but I can't remember. I'll remember it and whip it out later.
Don't
whip
it out.
Two separate things.
Yeah. I'll remember it, then I'm going to whip it out.
Yeah.
Just be on your toes or on your knees. So, we're getting ready for the, we've just had Rucker Hauer and Nicolas Cage have just met at Buckingham Palace. If you can't remember, Rucker Hauer is what I call the female lead because I can't remember her name. I know it's German. What is it, James? What's her name again?
Diane Kruger. Yeah.
Freddy Krueger.
Frau Blücher.
Okay, yep. Frau.
She was the lady in Inglourious Basterds.
Yes. She was really good in. Mm-hmm. Frau Blücher. Or Freddy Krueger. We'll call her Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
So Freddy Krueger and Nicolas Cage meet. And Nicolas Cage he needs this to make a scene to get thrown in the little break.
Mm-hmm. And he came prepared to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's rubbing like liquor all over his face.
Yep.
And
he also goes straight James on everybody there and just starts insulting every British person there. Specifically the quote unquote Bobbies.
Yeah.
And he.
Go down for a drink, Bobbies!
Yeah. Like,
he gets a really weird voice going on.
Yes. Oh, go down! Go down for some bangers and mash, will I? Yeah. That's not my attempt. That's what he does.
Yeah, then he's just going, bangers and mash.
Oh, bangers and mash.
What's my favorite Radiohead song? It's my favorite Radiohead B-side is bangers and mash.
Eel pie.
Eel pie.
British.
I'm going to kill somebody on Fleet Street and put him in a meat pie. I'm Nicolas Cage, Demon Barber, Fleet Street.
I think this was actually Nicolas Cage on a day off from filming.
they
just followed him. Like, the director's like, follow this guy around and we'll use it. And he just got into a fight at Buckingham Palace. And they digitally inserted Freddy Krueger later.
Well, I also like that, I got you on board for Freddy Krueger now. That's good. And they show all these.
Oh, I remember. I remember the Falcone meme.
Okay, what is it?
You'd say, you think you understand blank, but you don't. And it's.
You coming in with your anger?
No. It's his
think you
super
understand
bad
power.
His super bad accent. He's like, you think you understand power, But let me tell you something. You don't.
I could put a bullet in your head right here.
Yeah, he's. It's kind of Chicago. It's kind of New York. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's. Ugh, we're not talking about Batman.
But that's Gotham.
That's Gotham. But yeah, all they show in this scene when he's going crazy and he's yelling at everybody, he makes. They have like shots of the crowd there, and then it's just like they're all looking around like, oh no, chap, you don't make a scene. Like they all look like they're like the very British reserved, like stiff upper lip. My, like, oh no, it's bad form.
One might say poorly directed extras.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't know what I should be doing right now.
I don't know
what I should be doing, so I'll just sit here.
Don't know what to do.
I'm Lane Price. Let me check the ledger. We don't have that for Avon. Sorry, tell them no. So Nicolas Cage and Freddy Krueger go into the they get put into a Nicolas Cage.
They do.
And then Doug from The Hangover busts them out, and then they go up a dumbwaiter with some flowers. He grabs those flowers for no reason.
I think it's just to look inconspicuous. Hey, like,
I'm in a dumbwaiter. Give me some flowers so I don't look conspicuous.
Well, because when they're up there,
I want to blend in with all the other plates of food that go up the dumbwaiter.
Yeah, well, when they're up there, like a maid or something walks past them, and he just starts discussing like the color choice of the flowers, like they're there to decorate something.
Now, is he talking to Freddy Krueger, or is he talking to the maid?
To Freddy Krueger, to play it off like they should be there.
It looked like he was, I thought, because when I watched it,
it's wheels within wheels within a brilliant Nicolas Cage.
I thought he was talking to like the maid, and I'm like, why are you going out of your way to talk to the fucking maid? Don't be noticed.
I think Lavender will look good. The queen really likes purple.
So they just walk into, they go up a dumbwaiter, and then they're just in her office. Like, they're in the fucking queen's office.
Yeah.
Like, there's no permanent guard.
She doesn't do shit.
It's just like,
she's never going to be there.
Well, we're going to find out, like, in the White House, there are no guards anywhere.
Nope.
You can just walk right into a room.
Yep.
You can go into the Oval Office, which is probably the most secure room in the entire United States, and you can just walk in and just go poke around this the president's desk.
You can take
a stapler, you can put that in your pocket, you can go through your, and have a Rain Man moment, and go through and do a puzzle desk.
You get some staffer that wants to bone somebody.
Phil Dunphy, making his pants tight, because he wants to get in Freddy Krueger's pants.
Making his shell tight?
Yep.
Well, he probably just hired a bunch of prostitutes and had them lure the Secret Service away.
Colombian prostitutes.
That was a deleted scene, actually.
I should have told you about that. Is that where that actually happened in real life, too?
Yeah.
It's like life imitating art. Nice. This movie, quite prophetic.
Moment of silence.
Have a moment of silence for that moment of silence. So yeah, he goes in and they find, and he decides, or he just realizes that the desk is.
I thought the desk thing was kind of cool.
I love the desk thing.
Yeah, I like the desks. Yeah,
because he looks on the bottom and there's like a stamp, and he just knows that this guy's. It's like, oh, there's a last name. It's blah blah blah, and he's like, oh, he made Chinese puzzle boxes.
He's a famous Chinese puzzle box maker. He had to ask the dude, the other guy,
Doug.
Oh yeah, he did Google it real quick.
Oh yeah. I thought he just looked at it and go,
stinker tinker back there.
I took Chinese puzzle boxes.
Chinese puzzle box.
I took Chinese puzzle box class when I was at Cambridge. So
I don't know why they had to guess the date either, because every time they would hit the right number, the thing would clang.
Yeah. Like, so did it, and they never show it resets, which makes you wonder, like, how did that thing reset if you got it wrong?
They got the first two numbers right away.
18.
So are you saying that they wanted 18. To go through 20 more combinations before?
Yeah, why not?
No, just slowly pull the drawer out, because every time they would hit the number, it would go.
The cage doesn't have any like subtlety. He's a force of nature.
Maybe his voice is like that, and his delivery, because he's actually deaf.
No, guys, my wig covers my ears. It's tough to hear.
I can't hear anything.
Can you hear this?
I want to take this wig off. I want to take this wig or take it off. I want to take this wig. Oh.
I'm in a bit of financial trouble. I wish I had a tax write.
Oh. I went outside the other day and it was really hot and humid and a bunch of mosquitoes came out. So I sprayed myself. Oh.
Hey, we're going to watch a movie. We'll just turn the light.
Oh. Okay, I'll go do that.
Hey, I'm Kevin later tonight. I'm gonna beat.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably true. You're probably right.
So anyway, so yeah, he figures out that the Resolute Desk is a puzzle box, and this is when I'm into it. I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah, I like the puzzle box desk. Yeah.
And there's some things that this movie does.
Hey, Indiana Jones, fuck you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fuck hey, you people desk. Who like Indiana Jones, fuck you too. Yeah,
pretty much. Well, this movie does do some things.
You just been gatesed.
You got gatesed. But this movie does have some things that I really liked. It has the set pieces that they build, especially later on when they go underground, they go inside the Black Hills.
You mean
Hills.
The super shitty looking sets that they
yes.
make?
Yes, yeah. Yes, but okay. I'm on board because it is a super shitty set. It makes me
Well, they spent a lot of their practical effects budget on wigs, so
yeah, that's true. Because
mm-hmm.
Every time the scene was over, Nicolas Cage would take the wig.
Oh, but they're shitty sets, but they look like they. Are reminiscent of like 80s sets?
You know
like,
what?
Like the beginning of Raiders. That's yeah, a shitty
yeah.
set.
Yeah, where everything's sort of.
It looks like
it's too lightweight.
Yeah, it looks
like everything's. Yeah.
It looks kind of like 40s serial style.
Yeah.
Or 50s serial style movie.
Everything in the beginning of Raiders is pink for some reason. Like the cave is pink in that movie.
It's made out of coral.
It's an allegory
they were just
for.
Not trying.
Yeah. For childbirth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a matriarchal society.
That's what happened when both my sons were born. They came out and then the placenta
pink.
Just rolled out behind them.
Yeah,
like they came out and then just before the vagina closed, they reached back in and pulled out a hat. you gotta make sure that your wife listens to this episode so she can confirm.
She won't.
She'll just say, yeah. I know she won't. She doesn't give a shit.
You will not listen.
Hey, Megan, I used to be a pussweed, but now I'm metal. Listen to this podcast.
Yeah. No, get over here and listen to my podcast.
And put out.
Yeah. But first, take 90 minutes and listen to me talk about a stupid movie. So the puzzle desk is fun, and then we realize that he has to go in the Oval Office, right? That's when he's like, oh, yeah, we have to go to an Easter egg hunt.
Well, yeah, he's like, because he's like, they only get half of the clue from the desk.
Yeah.
He's like, I need to go the other one.
Oh, where is it?
Oh, where is that, Nicholas?
The Oval Office.
Yeah, so then he's like, oh, how are we going to get there? Oh, I know, Phil Dunphy will get us. So they get an invitation to luckily, it happens to be Easter.
Yeah.
Because they're doing the Easter egg hunt for the little kitties.
Jesus is going to rise up.
On the third day, he rose again. And then
in fulfillment of the scriptures, and Benjamin Gates will have no end.
And he could travel there because he took Good Friday.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, it's okay. You know, I'm able to take Friday because I have accrued a lot of paid time. Oh. Oh.
So yeah, he goes into he goes out there, and then they have an awkward exchange with Phil Dunphy, where Freddy Krueger flirts with him, and then says, "I want to." And then they do this little ruse where,
"Oh yes, let's make out, Phil."
Oh, hello, Phil.
Yeah, oh, Jeff. Fill up.
Hello.
I want to see the Oval Office.
He goes, "I've always wanted to see the Oval Office. Take me in there now." And then he's like, "Okay." So then he goes in.
And
she
goes, "I take you in my Oval Office."
It would be great if she played it as Doctor Strange
you know,
the whole time.
Apparently, Phil, I've lost an earring in here. Help me find my earring, please.
And then...
Help me find my earring?
Mine earring?
Victor!
So,
Victor! Taylor!
So, they...
Just a few bubs in the Oval Office.
Yeah, just bubbing out. Yep. They just blade on into that office, yep. And then they bub out all over
the place. Oh, my God.
They're just bubbing everywhere.
Oh!
It's just...
It's reference Inception.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers. There's a lot of... If you haven't listened to all the episodes, you're not getting anything we're talking about.
Fuck you and die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they go in, and then the president comes in, and he says, oh, yeah, fuck you and die. Thank you. Thank you for checking out my Oval Office. Fuck you and die. Get the fuck out of here. So they put on a little ruse where she pretends to lose an earring. She makes Phil Dunphy look under all these... under the couch and all over the place while Nicolas Cage... Does the puzzle box.
Well, it's maybe they're under the pillows, Philip.
So,
I think there's an earring.
Oh, yes, my dirty pillows. Kiss me. Sweat.
Thank you, Benjamin. I think I found mine earring now. So now we will kiss for half an hour.
Just fall under the desk.
Now, what goes on when she's making out with Phil Dunphy? She makes out with him for too long, right?
Yeah,
like way too long, and she's way too into it.
Nicolas Cage should straight up have killed that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, well, Doc Samson can kiss.
Kiss.
I think you kiss too. I'm gonna bill you. You shouldn't have said anything. I'm Paul Stanley from Kiss. Every time somebody said the word kiss, I'm gonna send them a bill.
You know that they wouldn't. They always had Gene Simmons doing the promo for Kiss in the 70s.
Because I talk like this.
Because I can't talk.
Nobody wants to listen to me. I sound like Roger Rabbit.
Will you guys take your makeup off?
Oh,
no. This is Gene Simmons from Kiss. I won't take my makeup off for anybody.
Well, they did.
Unless you pay me a lot of money.
They made that record.
That's right. And it sucked.
Then everyone's like, oh, who are those ugly dudes?
It's Kiss.
Oh, that's Kiss? Oh, fuck
this. That's Kiss. That's Kiss. That's right. I'm going to fire my love gun.
Oh.
So, they open up the puzzle box and there's no
it's
piece
gone.
Of,
there's no piece of wood.
So they
which president took it out?
Calvin Coolidge.
Coolidge.
Yeah.
Clever guy.
You know why? Because he's cool.
Edge.
He's Coolidge.
Yeah.
He's a little cool.
He's Coolidge.
He's Coolidge.
Yeah.
I think it was Calvin Coolidge, right?
I honestly don't remember.
I think it was Cal Cool.
Old Cal.
It was Cal. Yeah.
Old Calcutta.
That guy.
Yep. So they Nicolas Cage go back to base and they're feeling defeated. And they look at this little eagle that they had there and it's like the stamp. And Doug says, "Nobody read my book? That's the president's secret book or whatever. The president's book. The appropriately named president's book."
So then we learn like an hour into this movie where the title of the movie comes from.
Because there's a book of secrets.
Yeah, which all the presidents get, and they can look through it, and it says all the secret shit.
Harry Potter and the Book of Secrets. And there was a basilisk inside the president's book, and it came out, and they had to stab it with Tom Riddle's knife.
Yes, it's a bit of a horcrux.
Yes, that's right. I've put a bit of my spirit in there. You have to stab it with a basilisk tusk.
Basilisk?
A basilisk.
A basilisk.
The fang of a basilisk.
I don't fucking care.
I'm tired of listening to you and your silly prattling. Piss off! All right, see you later!
But I don't want to piss.
Oh, you said piss? I thought you said kiss! So, I'm sorry, you get the invoice, just send it back! To me, Paul Stanley! So Nicolas Cage is sitting in this big chair, and he's looking like he looks like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface. Like, he's just slumped down. He's like, I can't believe I have to kidnap the president.
I'll just say hello to my little friend.
You know, I was gonna. I don't know. So he does. He just says,
you know, what we have to do. I have to kidnap the president.
So. He does a Goldfinger.
That's the best line of the movie.
I have to kidnap the president.
We're going to kidnap the president.
Well, it's pretty obvious, guys. I have to kidnap the president.
Yeah, you know what? One is going to fucking kidnap the president.
No, it's impossible.
No, it is not possible to do.
So even Nicolas Cage doesn't really kidnap
I'm
going to
lay down the challenge right now.
If anyone could,
Nicolas
Cage could.
If you're out there, try to...
Hold this.
Don't lay down that challenge. Do not lay down the challenge.
Never mind.
We are not.
Do not kidnap the president.
Absolutely not. That is treason. We are not condoning anything like that. Say that.
If you do one thing that we say, do not kidnap the president.
I will wholeheartedly advocate that you do not kidnap the president.
We're all in agreement.
Vice president, fair game.
No, leave.
Go for Biden.
Joe Biden.
Leave Biden alone.
You would just have to offer him some candy, get him into your van, like take it off.
He'd be the like.
If you have some fireworks,
he'd be the cooler one to hang out with.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Joe you wouldn't Biden have to kidnap him. You'd just say, "Hey, come hang out."
He'd just sit there and swear at you for 10 minutes.
The president has a big dick.
that's nobody's gonna get that reference. That supercut because he didn't actually say that.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, he didn't say
he
that.
He meant to say stick, but he did misspeak.
Did he?
Yeah, because he gave...
Did he say the president had... Well, he, maybe when he they, gave, after he, Barry O's been playing some basketball and he takes a shower, Joe Biden comes into the presidential shower. He's like, oh, I got to take a dump. And then there's Barry O.
Oh, Barry, let me wash you off.
Oh. Yeah, because he had to give that speech new, like in multiple places. Mm-hmm. And at one of them, like after probably being joking about it all day, he finally said the president has a big dick.
I believe it.
Yeah.
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 Real thigh slapper.
Oh. So everyone's like, no, we're not kidnapping the president. And then they very quickly go, yeah, let's kidnap the president.
Okay, let's do it.
So Nicolas Cage does a Goldfinger and he swims across, I guess, the Potomac. I don't know. He does a Goldfinger / George Washington.
Yeah.
And he crosses the Delaware. He goes up onto the... Because they're at Mount Vernon, apparently, to have this big presidential birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
John Voight pretends to be an old man. An old man fishing!
Yeah. He pretends to be an old man.
Yeah, well, and then he gives, like... There's only one boat.
DMX, writer's credit on this movie.
So, yeah, there's only one Coast Guard boat guarding the waters around the president's birthday party.
Yeah.
And they happen to get him...
Well, hey, they're like 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. Like, they're kind of busy, you know?
They could call in some reserves for the fucking president's birthday party. So
he'll have one next year.
So Nicolas Cage swims across in a wetsuit, takes off the wetsuit, tuxedo underneath, because he's James Bond at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not James Bond, and I'm also like... I'm just like Indiana Jones and James Bond.
I'm going to take this.
Just like James Bond, I'm wearing a hairpiece.
Oh. I also, before this, before he puts on the tux, all of his clothing makes him look exactly like what his character is. You know, like Indiana Jones dresses cool, right?
Like a 45-year-old
not like
man.
Not like an archaeologist.
Nope.
Yeah, he dresses like a nerdy history professor.
Yeah,
he's got like moccasins on. It's got like slip-on shoes. Mm-hmm. He's wearing like a pastel-colored shirt.
It's not just the dress. It's like everything in this movie, they try to make it like this big adventure. And everyone is just so nerdy. And like the things at stake are so like...
My family's name.
Esoteric.
I know you're pretty invested in it. It's because it's me.
Just like there's nothing important happening. It's just like these things that these people are obsessed with.
Tell that to the box office.
Did this
I
do
will
well?
Tell
this
that
fucking
to the box office.
Did really well.
Did it?
Yeah, it beat out the first one. That's why people are like, where is the third one? Like,
ugh.
Just the math adds up where it's like, fucking fast track this thing.
Well,
I want five more.
So, it's around this time that we find out, or just before this time, we've kind of glossed over.
The president's kind of a cool dude, though.
Oh, Bruce Greenwood is an amazing cool dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only guy in this movie who seems like he's trying to act, right?
Bruce can't turn it off.
No, I believe him as the president. I wanted to hang out with him as the president.
I wish he was the president now.
I would vote for him for president. But we also didn't talk about how this, all of a sudden, this whole thing turns into a quest for what is basically El Dorado.
Yeah.
There's a golden Native American city, pre-Columbian. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Before Columbus?
Oh wait, that's what that means?
Yes, no, before the the independent country of Colombia was founded.
Talking about the coffee blend.
Yep. Before Columbia, South Carolina became a place.
This movie is so
district
insane at this point.
Yeah.
Columbia.
There's a crazy car chase where Ed Harris is trying to kill them. Like he's got his because Ed Harris is also like he's a black market arms dealer and he's also he runs like mercenaries? Like, he does both. He does a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
If it's black market or black ops, he's
into
it. One
of the FBI guys, at some point, I think he explains to Harvey Keitel who he is, mm-hmm. or who the organization is, and he's like, they're super elite mercenaries and antiquities dealers.
Well, they go hand in hand. Like, when you're out in a country and you're just like, killing some people or escorting some drugs.
They're basically like the bad guys from like a Tomb Raider game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what this both of these movies
are. They're Daniel
are kind
Craig.
Of like...
From the first Tomb Raider movie?
I don't know.
Daniel Craig was the bad guy in that.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he good?
Height
he
of
was
his
really
career,
good.
I guess.
Like I always see him as a good guy. I want to see him as a bad guy.
You know those Tomb Raider movies?
Mm-hmm.
Not that bad.
Really?
Really?
I never gave him a shot.
Did you watch
bad.
Him with the sound?
There was sound?
Did you watch more than just a 30-second clip on repeat?
30 seconds. No, they're you know, I would just put
2 minutes,
you know, three and a half minutes on, yeah, on loop.
Yeah, that's good.
Depends on what kind of mood I was in.
So we also
we didn't. I mean, we don't have to talk a whole lot about it, but there is a big car chase in England.
Yeah, let's just go.
Because
let's just
fuck
go from
those streets.
Let's not worry about going in order.
They pop a bunch of guns off.
Yeah, in a minute.
And I thought that's one of the most American things I've ever seen. We're gonna come to your shitty country. We're gonna make it better by driving crazy and shooting guns and being Nicolas Cage.
Well, you know, and then Doug really gets screwed over by the British because he wants to drive. And then he gets in the car, and then Nicolas Cage goes, or in England.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets in what would be the driver's side here.
And then he goes
and
up,
he does the little steering wheel.
Like he grabs the steering wheel and he holds his arms there, and it's like he can't figure out.
Yeah, he goes, oh, where the steering wheel go?
And then, but then Nicolas Cage is like,
I've got crazy blood filling me up.
You might think you understand British driving, but let me tell you something. You don't.
And with that, we're going to take a break. You'll have a word from our sponsor, Rogue Industries, maker of the Rogue Wallet. So we'll see you in a minute, peers.
Oh, I can't stop it.
Click it.
I can't.
You son of a bitch.
The mouse, it won't work.
Hey, dummies. If you're listening to this, that means you have discerning taste. So go to rogue-industries.com to get yourself a Rogue Wallet. We do a podcast about shitty second movies. This is an original first-run idea. This is a front wallet, goes in your pocket, helps out your back, makes it look like you have two dicks. Rogue-industries.com, promo code SEQUEL for 10% off.
Yeah, we're gonna rock the bone. rocking the bone.
And we're back.
Yo, we're gonna rock with the bone.
With the bone.
Welcome on. This is hard. We're gonna play another one from Shinedown. After this, on the rock.
Hey,
this is less than a sequel to. I'm so glad we're back.
So,
staying real on topic with this one.
This movie sucks. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's so good. There's nothing to critique. So
yeah. So, I don't know where we are. I don't remember after a break. Let's just talk about stuff that we want to talk about.
He's kidnapping the president.
I'm going to kidnap the president, but it's really just, I'm just going to make a wall show up and then we're going to talk.
So he does. He's infiltrated the president's birthday. He shows him a map of Mount Vernon that George Washington was also really heavy into drawing schematics.
Yeah.
So he drew this and it shows a tunnel.
It sounds much more like a Jefferson thing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But you know what?
Why didn't they do this at Monticello?
Fuck you if you think the Founding Fathers can't do anything they want.
It's true.
They should
have done this at Monticello and then had this be Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah,
and
Jefferson had those, like, the automatic doors and stuff like that, like built into his house. Like, the doors would open and close. Like, if you opened one, the other one
like
would close.
Like a Star Trek door.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Jefferson was all about that. But
when he would go into his office, he would tell people he's going to the bridge.
Yeah.
And then he'd go... And you had to take an elevator, like, all the way up.
A turbo lift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. T. Earl Grey hot. Get out of here.
I have to take a number one. So, the president's all about checking out this tunnel that is shown on the schematic.
Because he was an architecture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a historical architecture major or whatever he was.
As an undergrad.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did as a grad as, like, a lawyer or something.
Yeah, probably. He's a president. So they go and they have their own little investigative, you know, they're going down and doing their own little archaeological
investigation. A couple of boys looking for clues, yeah.
Yeah, just like some hardy boys.
Yeah.
Looking for clues. And then they do a little puzzle because Ben fucking can't stop doing puzzles.
No.
So they do a puzzle. The president's in on this puzzle too. He's like, this arrowhead needs to be this way. So then the wall opens up. They go back there and then Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage.
Yeah. The Cage.
If Clegg from East Bend and Down was in this, that would
be... Like, give him RoboCop a blowjob. No, but Cage closes the door, and then the president's like, what are we doing? Or whatever. And then he's like,
oh, I have to ask you a question. And I couldn't do it in front of everybody else, even though I totally could have just walked up and been like, hey, I know about your Book of Secrets, and immediately got your attention.
Like, everybody goes through these convoluted... like these plans where they could just walk up to a guy and say, hey, I know about your secret book, Mr. President, the Book of Secrets. I know all about this shit. I can find this major gold city. I'll give it to you, and then wipe out the all the national debt. Like, we can do that. You just got to tell me where the Book of Secrets is.
Yeah, everything in this movie, all the puzzles and everything is just, they start at one point, which is right.
Yep.
And then they go a super long way around to get back to that original point.
Yep.
Yep.
Because
whoever wrote this movie is an idiot.
Or just an asshole.
Or an asshole.
Could be an asshole.
Probably both.
A little bit of both. So the, yes, thank you. That's what assholes sound like, James.
Yeah, thanks, James.
That's what James, every time James talks, that's all I hear. So,
whoa, I'm kidding.
Whoa, that's such a zinger.
I'm coming back at you with a whip, with a witty remark.
With a weeby wobble.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We could just surf over this if you want.
We could surf right over everything.
Let's surf out.
It's like, you know, because if we surf, that means it's like surfing, in case you, for those who aren't, you know, it's surfing in the sky. So you can soar and surf at the same time.
Is that like what the Power Surfer? Rangers at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, they surf.
Yeah.
They get
take me to higher ground. Fucking fleas dropping some hot bass loads.
Well, I was doing the Stevie Wonder, but yeah, we can go with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I think the movie
Chris is into this. He likes
I mean, Stevie Wonder is better, but I think the movie is the Chili Peppers.
This movie would definitely use the Red Hot Chili Peppers version.
No doubt.
Don't speak.
Oh, did they do one too?
Yeah. he's you're busy on your phone. Are you looking up Nicolas Cage?
He's caught
movies?
In a spider web.
Are you looking up Nicolas Cage?
Leave
movies?
A message. He'll call you back.
No.
What are you doing? What are you looking up?
What?
Are you looking up Nicolas Cage movies?
No, I'm not looking
up. He's looking up Nicolas Cage on Mr. Skin.
I want to see how much forehead I can see.
I'm going to take my clothes
off.
So in, the president is pretty willing to just be like, yeah, there's a Book of Secrets. And, here's the code to get in at the Library of Congress, and good luck. See ya. Oh, by the way, check out page 47.
Bro, do me a solid. Page 47.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
Just, you know, lay some peepers on page 47. Just tell me all about it. And then Nicolas Cage goes, oh, all right. So then I'm going to take... Oh. And then he leaves the president unattended in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
And we don't know, like that truck picks him up.
He has tracked down a truck, yeah.
Like, I was assuming that maybe Ed Harris was going to be in that truck, right?
No.
You didn't know.
No, I wasn't thinking that.
Ed Harris is there.
Just a good old
American. Like, and now he's like, no, I got the fucking president. And now he's like, now shit was going to go crazy.
No,
he's like,
at this point in the movie, I was thinking he was just going to move on.
I was hoping it was Ed Harris in the truck and it was going to go, like, straight, like, up into the stratosphere bonkers, but it didn't do that.
There were times where, like, I couldn't pay attention just for my own sanity. So, like, I know they go to the library and they, like, get chased out.
Yeah.
How do we wind up at the Gold City?
Oh, yeah. So, he finds a picture of the thing that Calvin Coolidge pulled out of the desk, right? And then Helen Mirren tells them where to, she gives, because now you're making me get into the movie.
Yeah.
So, Ed Harris finds out that Helen Mirren is translating these things. They go there. They get there to Helen Mirren first, and then John Voight brings the picture of the other piece. She tells him, "Oh, you got to go to the Black Hills of fucking South Dakota. I think it is right. Not North Dakota, South Dakota. Was in South Dakota.
I refer to them as just the Dakotas.
The Dakotas, yeah, like the Carolinas. It's like this geographic area up here where there's some stuff going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she says you got to go there, and she gives him like a fake hint. Because she can't tell him the real hint. But she gives him a fake hint that will allow Ben to deduce the real hint that we don't even get into. He's like, and it's almost like they gloss over it almost as like a smiling, winky F off to the audience. Because she says something like, oh, where the sun meets the sparrow. And then everybody meets at Mount Rushmore. And he goes, yeah, the sparrow was a nice touch, Mom. I'm like, what? There's no explanation as to how they knew that this was going on. So, Ed Harris and Nicolas Cage, they both have their teams, and they all meet up, and they start looking around for the entrance. And they're kind of working together at this point, and they make a pretty easy, uneasy truce, right? Like, it seems that they're just like, yeah, well, we need to work together. Okay.
Yeah, well, Ed Harris is basically like, oh, I just did this to get you on it, and I think you're the best, and I love you.
Yeah, but he's like, well, we've got the firepower. So you're going to kill everybody in a national park?
Why didn't they just propose? He should have just...
But I mean, then they go back to the beginning. Ed Harris just leaves all of his people behind.
Yeah, so they find the
and
entrance.
And they finger bang that bird, and yeah. They're in.
Yeah, he fists the bird, and then they end up going into this tunnel, but Ed Harris leaves all of his guys behind. They get trapped outside of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just Ed Harris and all of Nicolas Cage's people. At this point, I wrote in my notes, why aren't they just ganging up on Ed Harris and smashing his face into the
gang
rocks?
Gang raping Ed Harris?
Yeah, yes. Helen Mirren and John Voight gang rape him. No, they
I'd buy that ticket.
Why aren't they just like pounding this guy's face into dust? Ooh. No. What, like, right? Because he's the bad guy. He's sure. Surrounded by good guys. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because he has that
what kind of a
respect
fight is John Voight gonna put up?
He's no, because
Helen Mirren.
You get Nicolas Cage and you got
Helen Mirren would take him out.
Freddy Krueger's got those claws. And then Doug from The Hangover's there. So, like, you got, like, they can take one man. They can beat up one guy.
Sure.
Yeah, I was in the army or whatever.
Like, nobody, sorry, you can't beat up all these people. They're all coming at you. You're like, you're done. Right? He's not gonna beat five adults.
No.
No.
So they should have just killed Ed Harris 10. Right there. They should have smashed his head.
Just murdered him. Yeah.
Well, they needed him as a counterweight. So luckily
they didn't. Yeah, they didn't know that. But even then, they should have killed him there too. He should have sidekicked Ed Harris right off the side of that thing and then jumped right up onto the ladder. But they end up on that big old teeter totter thing.
Oh,
right?
It's stupid.
A big seesaw. Like it's like a big square stone thing with a pillar in the middle of it.
Yeah, there's four of them. Mm-hmm. They're balancing it out, even though there's no way they weigh the same amount.
Yeah, like balance a tile on a pencil and put people on top of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
you have to assume that all four of them weigh the same amount, which is ridiculous.
Well, because at the end, too,
Twink Riley, good thing he has a big backpack on.
Yeah. Well, because
Ed Harris is like 14 feet tall.
Otherwise, Nicolas Cage is all muscle, and he would have been,
Well, no, just because of the size. Like, Ed Harris goes, no, I go first. They should have had Freddy Krueger go first.
Yeah.
Because she's the lightest, and she'd be like, she goes up there, and that's easy. Yeah, and then Riley should have gone second.
I'll go first. Yep. I'll cross the Maginot line, Ed Harris.
If you send me up there, I will go. I will infiltrate.
I like the Maginot line reference. It's nice.
It's pretty easy to...
She rolled right over it.
It's pretty easy to cross the Maginot Line.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you have tanks.
Yeah. And you mean when you get a bunch of bunkers that are facing the wrong way or whatever, and they just go, well, see you later, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we have it facing inward, damn it! So they end up... they get past the teeter-totter. Ed Harris takes, like, some type of, like, Spanish-style sword hilt, right? Isn't that? It's like, is it a full dagger?
I don't know.
It's a blade. He takes some type of, hey, blade. He sees it and he goes, hey, blade.
The movie has already ended at this point.
Yeah, I'm already out of it.
Yeah.
So they go through this tunnel and then there's this giant underground Aztec temple complex.
That's what it looks like.
A temple complex.
Yeah.
Because there are several large, like step
compound.
Pyramid temples. Yeah. It is a huge compound made entirely out of gold. They had probably several unfortunate smelting accidents.
Solid gold, too. This shit isn't plated.
Solid gold!
Touched it too much! It is.
It's he had the Midas touch.
He had the Midas touch, much. And then it fell off in a smelting accident. Now he has
I'm Mayan. Isn't that the Viet?
Viet are... That's right. I have to eat my flaky skin. That's what Mayans eat for breakfast.
That's so weird.
You eat cornflakes, and we eat skin flakes.
No, senor.
No. Oh, why do you insist?
Because they're the Mayans now.
They're not the Mayans. That's Central America, bro.
Mayans are down in what, like Peru?
Down in South
America. Are those Incas?
We migrated.
Aztecs are what you think, bro. Aztecs.
They were still pretty down there, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Because where did Cortez land? Because that's where the Aztecs were.
Plymouth Rock?
Probably.
Yeah, it was Plymouth Rock.
per the history of this movie, that would make sense.
Pretty much.
The West because Indies, I think.
Yep.
This city, I forget, like, I don't...
Is it Cahokia? Is it the one I was talking
Chibata?
About?
Chibata? No. Kibola, I think.
Oh, the one
in
Mexico?
It's C-I-B-O-L-A. It's in New Mexico. Yeah. That's the name they call it in this movie. But that... fabled city would be in New Mexico.
Well, yeah, you know,
if it existed, they're not sure.
They actually rewrote the states.
Or it doesn't exist like this, but it may have them.
You don't know, James. If you knew history, you'd know that New Mexico used to go all the way up to Canada.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was actually in Arizona.
Yeah, that's where I was raised.
And then we moved it up because we were
raising
Arizona.
Yeah, you know, and then we're going to put it, and we're going to have Arizona go all the way to the West Coast. And then we just decided to stop, and then I went into Las Vegas, and I was leaving.
That was a long road to that one. Yeah.
Oh, you know, but it's all right. I got married on the way, so I just had my honeymoon.
Did you get married to Peggy Sue?
No, she already got married.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh.
Oh.
No, her mom her dad married her. Oh.
Full circle.
So they go. They find this giant city of gold.
Gold.
And they had to shut off this big water valve, and now this water valve is filling everything up structurally, these people who built these giant temples.
The Aztec engineers who were 1,000 miles further north than they ever made it.
Yep.
Are amazing engineers. Had mastery of water that would make the ancient Romans weep.
Yeah, I don't know why there isn't a more significant aqueduct, going out into surrounding areas.
Yeah.
There should be a whole civilization around
there. Sure.
No, it's just the Black Hills.
Yeah,
Black Hill, Arkansas. That's Black Oak, Arkansas.
Yeah, you know what is actually in the Black Hills? Nothing.
Hills.
Nothing.
Yeah. There's nothing in the Dakotas.
There's the first peoples.
Isn't that
there's
natural gas?
There's the
isn't that where they're doing a lot of
it's fracking it up.
Yeah.
This fracking up fracking.
I think it's the first and free peoples, I think, which are the shit.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say whatever the Western name for those Native Americans is.
The Dakotas? The Dakota tribe?
There's Chief Joe. Wasn't he out there?
Who?
That's where Custer went. Custer got straight up murdered.
To. Yeah.
Or not murdered, but justifiably killed, probably is more accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. He's being kind of a D.
Yeah.
Was it Sioux?
The Sioux, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. You were close.
Yeah.
Pegasus?
The first peoples.
So that's what they call themselves.
Pegasus?
Yeah. But they're the Sioux. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember where Custer's last stand? There was this Indian who's named Peggy. And that's where Peggy Sioux got married.
Oh, what this movie presupposes is that
tell me about it.
Maybe he didn't.
So if the Aztecs made it that far north,
mm-hmm.
Do you think any goddamn Eskimos made it that far south?
I swear to God.
Goddamn Eskimos.
We're just trying to get all the other episodes. This is we're just condensing all of our
greatest
hits.
Yeah, that's a reference to an evil Michael Caine from a previous episode. It's not just blatant racism to the first peoples. Yeah.
It's great.
It's
where they are. That was goddamn Eskimos.
Goddamned Eskimos.
And the Aztecs got together and they built a gold city on top of my oil field.
Goddamn Eskimos.
If I have to even see it one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do. They walk up to me and rub their little noses on my nose and I hate it.
So, yeah, the it fills up with water. They go underneath the sacrifice temple there, the altar. Ed Harris pulls this, hey, guess what? I'm a super dick move. He said they to hold this door open, they have to turn this wench, kind of.
Winch?
A winch?
Winch?
No, they have to turn
a
wench.
They turn a wench?
Yeah, there's a...
that'll be happening later.
They get Freddy Krueger in there. Yeah,
they put Freddy Krueger in there and they just twist. They twist her like this until she snaps in half like a G.I. Joe.
Nice.
So, it's a winch.
A winch.
So they do this thing and then it opens up a door, but the problem is that will flood that passage so that nobody can get out.
Sure.
But if they keep it closed, then that chamber will fill up and they'll all die. So
it's Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
It's a classic Sophie's Choice. Yep. Yeah.
Ed Harris says, hey,
very similar.
I'm getting out of here because I got to make sure that my family's name lives on forever. So you guys can go through. Nicolas Cage, you're going to hold the door and die here because eat one, basically.
Yeah.
And then through a convoluted thing, all this stuff happens. Ed Harris gets stuck behind. He's the only one who can hold the door because of the current or whatever. And he's like...
He's the only fucking man in there,
And he basically tells Nick Cage, you're going through. Just make sure that you tell everybody, I found this place. Bye-bye. And then he dies.
I'm going to go through because I'm kick ass.
We should do kick ass too.
Ed Harris, you know what?
I didn't watch it.
It's
I watched the first
ridiculous.
One.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ed Harris, you know what? For dying for me and my friends, I think you're pretty cute. Two.
So,
yeah.
So they get out. Everything's fine. They see that they immediately show up at a airplane hangar where the president's just chilling.
Yeah, that's where the stream led out to, I think.
Yeah, it's in the stream.
They
yeah.
just got
yeah.
on the tubes and just boop.
Yeah, it was they went down the Ninja Turtle tubes and then mm-hmm. they popped out over at the where Air Force One is just hanging out.
Yeah.
And the president, and here's the thing, the FBI has been looking for these guys the whole time. Why isn't the president just say, it was a misunderstanding, everything's fine.
You mean before
they had a manhunt, a national
captured, and manhunt. Arrested in yeah. the manhunt? Yeah. yeah.
Why didn't you just be like, because he's the president. Like, right. He can do just about whatever he wants.
Right, he acts like he's...
You know they're going to get you, right?
He acts like he's a mob witness, like reversing his story. But he could just be like, hey, leave them alone.
Yeah. You just be like, I'm cool with it. I'm not pressing charges. Don't worry about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, whatever you think they did, guess what? Pardoned.
Yeah. Well,
and I know it does it kind of ties in somehow, but not really. Thomas Gates is fine.
Yeah.
Like
Thomas Gates was like, oh, yeah.
Legacy
like,
clear.
Thomas Gates was
they did,
he's an American hero.
Absolutely nothing that proved that he was not involved.
Yeah.
In the assassination, but somehow his name is cleared.
And you know, he goes, take a look at tomorrow's paper. Like, he's the pimp, and he just hands it to him. And you think, I'm thinking it's going to be big letters, right? On the front of the page?
No, it's just
like,
a little
he's
article.
Got, like, he's on the front page, but he's down here to be like, tomorrow's weather is going to be this. And then it's like, no, Thomas Kincaid or whatever. Thomas Cage.
You know, actually, I paused it. I paused it on the paper.
Yeah.
And I read the rest of the paper.
Yeah.
And it's all total nonsense. Actually, the article that it's about is also nonsense.
It's actually written in Esperanto.
It might as well be.
So
it's just random words strung together.
This is when the president drops that page 47 thing. He's like, hey, did you get to take a look at that? And he goes,
yeah, it's a life changer. Yeah, I got it.
You check out the page 5 girl.
It's pretty cool.
Page 47 is Marilyn Monroe's cans.
Oh,
and great. Then I beat
life changing.
Changed my life.
Yeah, it changed my life for the better. I put that in the bank for later.
I rubbed one out in an Aztec temple.
The blood bank.
You know what?
First time I ever did that.
I can't wait to go and write it and tell people.
If not the last time.
If they call me a liar, I took pics so I can prove it.
So they, at the very end, we had a Doug the nerd.
Like, he gets all the epilogue, basically.
Yeah. He gets a girlfriend immediately, like right off the bat.
Because he wasn't wearing his glasses, so he didn't look like such a punk.
Oh, you stupid nerd. Yeah. With your glasses.
Four eyes.
No, put your glasses back on.
No.
Your eyes look so tiny.
Ooh, I'm something.
Put them back on.
Something's stirring in me now. No. I never noticed, Chris.
We're done.
Something's stirring
Shake
in me.
Shake your hair.
It's,
Shake your hair.
Now I'm attractive.
No, it's death. I'm deathly afraid. Oh, that's terrible.
Ooh.
Oh, it's the worst.
Ooh.
He looks kind of like Drew McGarry.
Yeah.
But so yeah, Doug gets the I don't even know what his name is in this thing. Riley
yeah.
Poole.
Riley Poole. He's you know what happens? He becomes the Deadpool.
Oh.
Time to bring in Wolverine into this one. Go listen to X-Men Origins Wolverine. That's a pretty good episode. It's probably a turning point.
Turning point to what?
Better episodes.
Oh. I still think that was Hard to Kill.
Yeah? You think it's earlier than Wolverine?
Yeah, go back and listen to Hard to Kill.
You think that was a good one?
It was when we got less concerned with the movie.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, Riley gets... Because Riley got his car impounded at the beginning, and this one, his like, Ferrari's back.
Yeah.
And then there's a letter from the president, and it says, from the desk of the president, he turns it over and says, tax-free.
Yeah. I don't think that's within his power.
No, I was just going to say that, because it is not within his power.
No.
He can pardon people on death row. He can do whatever he wants. He cannot tell the IRS that he does not have to pay his income tax.
He certainly cannot buy an Italian car for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then
no,
not
that's
make
Riley's
them pay
old
taxes.
Car. That's Riley's.
It's
old
the
car.
Same car.
Yeah.
So, because the IRS took it.
Yeah. But
he can't tell the IRS what to
maybe
do.
Maybe he just paid his tax bill.
And he owed like millions of dollars in taxes.
$1 million.
He owed $1 million in taxes.
No, wait. He owed $6 million.
But they took his five, right? Because
he said he had $5 million. And
you know what the taxes on $5 million are?
$6 million.
Nope.
Which is not true.
Nope.
Not at all.
Not true at all.
If you have $5 million, your taxes are probably less than my taxes.
If you know how to hide it. If you just have five... But if you have five...
if it's all investments like that Romney bitch.
Yeah, you pay $500,000 to an 1%. Accountant, and then you pay $1,000 in taxes.
Yeah, you know, like the 1% and all that, or whatever.
Send it to England and bomb it.
But you back up,
Whatever. Yeah. So yeah, Riley gets his car tax-free, blah, blah, the end. And that's it. This has been Less Than or Sequel to.
Yeah, movie's over.
It does. It's just like it's done, and you're like, okay, what did I just watch? Yeah. What did you?
Piece of shit.
What did you feel when you were done? You just like, I kind of winced and just went, "What was this?"
I was thankful Relief. That it was over.
Yeah. I was like, "What?" I winced.
It was. I mean, this movie was so bad.
Awesome.
Like, a lot of movies hide how bad they are behind like one positive thing.
Yeah.
So, like, you could watch the first Fast and Furious movie.
I actually kind of like it because
so do I.
Yeah.
But it's not a good movie, but it's got some, like the swagger that movie has.
It does. It has balls.
Yeah. Like, that makes that movie good.
Well, most of those, even the more recent ones that people actually like.
Yeah.
That's because they just have big old swinging balls.
Sure. Yeah.
And this movie...
This movie looks you right directly in the face, makes eye contact, and fucking headbutts you.
Yeah.
Well, like...
This movie spots you across the room... Slowly walks up to you while keeping eye contact.
Probably throws a drink in your face.
Yeah, confuses you, and then breaks your nose with its forehead.
So, I don't know. I mean...
Well, this movie, because...
And it made $500 million.
Yeah,
so.
This movie doesn't have any swagger.
No.
Like, it's some nerds.
Like, the history... And as you know, a little bit of transparency, as a history major, I want to like... Movies that have adventure and history.
Yeah, it would be great if the history was good,
like
the adventure was good.
Indiana Jones does that, right? Or even the first National Treasure, which is it's all a bunch of
the first one's better.
Yeah, yeah. And like it still is like a bastardized version, but it's like, well, what if, you know? It's a fictional. I understand it's fictionalized history, right? But the first one is a little bit more rooted in you know, Benjamin Franklin, founding fathers,
yeah,
Masons, all this other crazy shit, and you're like, oh, okay. This one's just like a hodgepodge of all this junk kind of thrown in.
Yeah.
And there's no focus in this movie at all. It's here, it's there, and there's no like common thread that you feel like you're tied through.
No.
It's just like you go from one scene to another.
And there's no like attractive point of it. Where
I don't know, Freddy Krueger.
And well, Doug.
Yes, Freddy Krueger is attractive, but I mean like the
thank you, Chris.
There's nothing in the movie that sort of like draws you to it in any way. Like it doesn't pull you in at all.
Would you say this is less than or sequel to?
This is less than, because the first National Treasure, while bad and sort of a Raiders ripoff,
bad in a fun way though, right?
Yeah, but it was fine because it was like. Unlikely but plausible, sort of, with like, the history. Well, and...
If I remember correct, because I didn't watch it for this, but it's all like Ben Franklin's got crazy glasses, and he left hints all over the Declaration of Independence and all sorts of stuff. Like Ben Franklin,
which is all plausible. Ben Franklin
could have done that shit.
Not plausible, but like more.
But it's believable in a fictional universe,
and they use more famous history, I guess.
Yeah.
In the first one, so it just seems.
Oh yeah, cooler. You know pyramids with an eye on the top. That's like Freemason.
Oh, pyramid.
Yeah, and then you know you see that like a sextant or a trident or whatever it is. That's Freemason.
There's the eyeball and the dollar bill.
Yeah.
Or take it. Oh.
Oh.
If you fold a dollar bill just right, you can spell tits.
If you fold it just right, you can make George Washington's head look like a mushroom.
I think James's Cage impersonation is my favorite because it just sounds like tired James.
Yeah, James, you need to just go home and sleep it.
I can't do impressions. It's the bane of my existence.
Bane?
Why is the bane of your existence,
James?
It's the bane of my existence, Thomas. I want to take his mask.
No.
Yes. For you.
For you.
It's the me of my existence.
You're a big guy.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You're a big guy. For you.
Sansa.
Oh, yeah. Littlefinger. Anyway, so, yeah, this is definitely less than. Would you even recommend somebody to watch this movie? Would you recommend this to anybody?
Absolutely not.
No, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's a waste of 2 hours of your life when
watch
you could
watch the first one.
Yeah.
It's okay.
If you can just watch the museum scene on like on YouTube, go for that.
Cause oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's
yeah,
classic Crazy Cage. Yeah. He's uncaged, but...
He is.
He's broken his rusty
he's
cage.
He's ridiculously uncaged. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this so, yeah, it's a garbage movie, and nobody liked it. But you know what? I think we're actually going to be doing a... when this airs, I think we can give him a little sneak preview of what we're going to do for the next
no,
movie.
Make no, them no, wait no? with bated
no,
breath.
No, I think it's because it's going to be... That will be the
Don't
last
tell him
movie
the gender.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're doing the two in a row.
That's true.
But we're not recording them in a row.
We can just tell him what we're going to be doing in the future, just because we're doing another Nicolas Cage.
What are we doing in the future?
We're doing Ghost Rider 2.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Marty!
are
the
we
future is not yet written.
Is this going to be an impromptu Cage month?
No, that's going to be there's going to be a movie in between, and then we're going to be and then Ghost Rider 2 will drop. So like mid-June, Ghost Rider 2 will come
Wait, which one's in between?
Blair Witch 2.
Oh,
we're
really?
Doing Blair Witch 2 and Ghost Rider 2.
Oh my god, they're dropping shit on me.
We're going to have a guest. We will by the time this airs, it'll already probably have happened. But
oh yeah, we'll have a guest.
We will have a guest who will give us some keen insight into the world of ghosts.
Yes.
And ghost riders.
Yeah.
And Blair Witches.
And there's going to be a visual crossover, right?
No.
No.
Nope.
That's later.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
it's that's visuals.
That's TBD.
All right. So, okay.
This is for your ears only.
So, for a Less Than or Sequel 2, this is Kevin.
Take
this
your
is
eyes
Chris.
Out. This is Jim.
Thanks all for right. listening.